This is Laura Dierdo with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Ajay Doshi, Assistant Vice President of Finance, Regional Administration for Northwest Permanente in Portland, Oregon. Ajay, it's a pleasure to have you on the podcast today.
Thank you, Laura. Thank you for having me on this podcast. Yeah.
Now, before we begin the questions, could you please introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your background as well as points of pride for Northwest Permanente?
Yeah, so I've been in the healthcare industry for over 25 years now, primarily working in the finance area across payers, providers, consulting, and government departments. I've worked in the U.S. For the last 15 years. And before that, I was in Australia for about 10 years and a little bit working in India as well in the healthcare industry. And I've been associated with Permanente Medical Groups for the last 12 years of that, yeah.
Well, fantastic. We're really glad to have you on the podcast. Now, to begin, how are you thinking about growth over the next 1 to 3 years?
Yeah, so with Northwest Perm, you know, we are the largest physician-led multi-specialty organization in Oregon and Southwest Washington. We've been in business for just shy of 80 years, part of the whole Kaiser Permanente program. We are a B Corp, and we have about 1,400 physicians and 400 admin staff. Yeah. Now, the reason I give you this background is in terms of growth, we are looking at, you know, sustaining our membership. As we all know, it's been a pretty interesting year with COVID and, you know, the major shifts in just how we provide healthcare. So we're looking at technologies and helping our members transition from in-person care to more remote care, as well as the other big shift that we are seeing, especially in our membership base, is moving from kind of commercial plans to more, government plans like Medicare and Medicaid. Yeah. Again, it's going to be a combination of providing good price points to attract the members and also offering them enough options to get their care through a combination of telehealth, video, and of course, in-person appointments as well. And moving to these different technology platforms in making sure that we are not just sustaining our membership, but also expanding our membership.
That makes sense. And it sounds like you have a lot of things on your plate in terms of making sure that you have the options for your members, as well as moving more towards telehealth and virtual visits. What are you most excited about today and what makes you nervous?
The excitement, like I said, is one of the things that we are experimenting and, you know, kind of focusing on future expansion is our Medically Home program, which is trying to replicate the hospital, you know, environment at home. So, for example, right now we have patients who would undergo, say, some kind of an orthopedic surgery, let's say a knee replacement, et cetera, and they might be staying in the hospital for 2 to 3 days. Getting their basic physio care, et cetera. We are trying to now move that, cut down the length of stay in the hospitals, and using a technology platform, create the hospital room pretty much in the member's home and get them supported through ancillary care, and they will be monitored 24/7. That's just one of the exciting areas that we're looking into. And I think the thing that makes us nervous is kind of these massive tectonic shifts in the way healthcare is provided and adopting technology both from the physician side and the patient side, where we do see, there's a huge gap in certain areas where not everybody has the same access to just, you know, even things like basic internet, which has been very revealing. And, I think what worries us most is how do we cater to everyone in an equitable manner and make the most impacts? Because when people don't get care in this environment, the result is they're going to be having very high acuity down the road. And that's going to be a cost, not just to healthcare companies, but also to the society in general. Yeah. So that's kind of, you know, we're looking at leveraging these technologies, but at the same time want to make sure that it's available to everyone. So that's what makes us excited and nervous at the same time.
Got it. Now, before we wrap up our conversation, I wanted to talk a little bit about leadership. What are 3 pieces of advice that you would have for aspiring leaders today?
For the first thing, as a leader that I have learned and I have learned from my mentors, is transparency in communication. I think that's one of the key leadership skills, as well as a value that one can adopt. Delivering bad news or good news, one needs to be very transparent. And of course, timely communication is extremely important, especially in this remote environment where, you know, we are inundated with, you know, Zoom calls and emails and text messages, and we have very limited physical interaction. So transparency in communication is definitely one area. But the other, I would say also, is to kind of look at businesses as a balanced growth. We are living in an environment where especially technology-driven businesses are looking for extremely compounded years of growth in a short period of time. I think as business leaders, we have a responsibility to make sure that it's balanced growth. We are balancing not just our corporate interests, but also interests of the community. And lastly, I would say, patience and focus on the bigger picture of where exactly do you want to be. You know, might it be your career, might it be your personal aspirations and ambitions. One needs to have patience and a long-term view of the future. Yeah.
That makes sense. And so really, first of all, looking at transparency and communication. Secondly, making sure that you have a balance in business growth. And then thirdly, making sure that you're able to take the long view of where you want to be at and plan things out accordingly. Ajay, thank you so much for joining the podcast today. I really appreciate our discussion. I look forward to connecting with you in the future.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Laura. Thank you.